This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on San Juana Valleza. The last name is B like in Beta, A like in Alpha, L like in Lima, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, Z like in Zulu, A like in Alpha, Valleza. First name San Juana, S like in Sierra, A like in Alpha, N like in November, J like in J.C. Penis, U like in uniform, A like in Alpha, N like in November, A like in Alpha. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old patient of Mrs. Gonzalez, APRN. That is referred to this office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. This chronic kidney disease is most likely related to the long-standing diabetes mellitus, the presence of hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, obesity. All that plays a role in the nephrosclerosis. Interestingly, the patient has been recovering and improving kidney function as she has changed the way she eats and today in the laboratory workup that was in July 22nd of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 26, the estimated EFR is up to 53 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of a significant proteinuria. The patient is on SGLT2 inhibitors. Period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus and the hemoglobin A1C has been reported 6.4. Following number, the patient has hypercalcemia. The ionized calcium is slightly elevated of 5.3, and the PTH came down to 70. And we are going to order a kappa lambda ratio, a serum protein electrophoresis, as well as immunofixation in the serum. This hypercalcemia has been present for a lengthy period of time. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the simvastatin. The cholesterol is 171, triglycerides is 114, LDL is 100, HDL is 50. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, obesity. I have to point out that the liver function tests AST and ALT are with a normal range. However, the alkaline phosphatase is going gradually up. We have to consider the administration of statins. However, the possibility of fatty liver has to be ruled out. The patient is asymptomatic. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Ultrasound of the liver will be ordered. A paragraph, I invested 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the physical examination and interviewing the patient, we spent 20 minutes, and in documentation, 7 minutes.
Okay.